I'm Alex Keefe, and you're listening to VPR News. It was town meeting day here in Vermont, and there were plenty of discussions around the state about the new school district consolidation law. 5 merger votes were held on Tuesday, and as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, support for the mergers was widespread.
Under Act 46, districts that are able to get a consolidation plan approved before July 1st receive tax breaks. So districts that wanted to get their proposed plans in front of the voters figured town meeting day was a good chance to do so. On Tuesday, voters in the Addison Northwest, Franklin Central, Addison Central, Orange Southwest, and Rutland South districts weighed in on their merger proposals, and every merger plan passed by a wide margin. In Rutland South, 84% of the votes cast in Clarendon, Wallingford, Tynemouth, and Shrewsbury supported the plan. Rutland South Superintendent David Yance says district officials held a series of informational meetings and worked hard to reach out to all 4 towns to explain the law.
I think the hard work of our study committee, the effort to communicate with folks about the reality of the act and about the proposal, I think once people heard the detail, I think it made sense and the voters' reaction bore that out.
In Franklin Central, the Fairfield Town and St. Albans City and Town districts overwhelmingly supported the merger plan by more than 2-1. The 5 votes across the state Tuesday represented about 7,000 students, or about 8% of the students in the state, so a lot was at stake. Joanne Canning is superintendent in Addison Northwest, where voters in Addison, Ferrisburg, Panton, Vergennes, and Waltham supported a merger plan by 71%. Canning says consolidating school districts is a way to strengthen the schools as student counts go down.
We're continuing to see some declining enrollment, and we will be able to use staff and share in resources across our supervisory union.
Under Act 46, districts have to present their plans to the State Board of Education before a vote. The State Board already approved plans for Lamoille North and Addison-Rutland, and those districts will vote on April 2nd. 3 consolidation plans have already been approved in the Elmore-Morristown, Essex-Westford, and Rutland-Northeast districts. And the Agency of Education says another 4 or 5 districts could hold votes before the July 1st deadline. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.